The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected. Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus answered, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away, and then they will fast. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth onto an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a teaching in this Word of God today that really does fit the moment. Well, the Word of God always fits the moment if we listen carefully and try to carry it into practice. And Jesus says, you have to belong to the passion of the moment. You have to bring your discipleship into the present moment. You have to claim your identity as a follower of Jesus Christ in the environment in which you find yourself. And therefore, in many ways, it challenges us today as followers of Jesus Christ to bring the belonging to Christ into the tensions and the chaos and the challenges of the present day. Into a world of COVID, in a world of social upheaval and division, to somehow find a way to bring the authentic discipleship of Jesus Christ, which we claim, to impress this upon the events and the environment of today. On this day, we celebrate the national holiday of Martin Luther King. In many ways, he was an extraordinary example of the prophetic presence of his deep, deep religious beliefs in the manner in which he lived his life. The destiny and the affirmation of a prophet is to be persecuted. Biblically, it's true. Every prophet was persecuted. If the person was not persecuted, you're not dealing with a prophet. And certainly, Martin Luther King was a prophet. For his deep-down beliefs, which we now look back and say have high value, he was imprisoned more than was jailed something like 30 times. He was only 39 years old when he was assassinated. He certainly put his life on the line, and he was widely applauded and recognized for this. In 1964, he was just 25 years old, and he received the Nobel Prize. So in many ways, he stands as an example of looking deeper into the environment into which we find ourselves and offering the sacrifices and the witness which are required to somehow infuse into the moment the values of discipleship in Jesus Christ. So wonder with me for a moment what this means to each one of us. How do we bring the values of Jesus Christ, the peace of Christ, the forgiveness, the understanding, the generosity, the caring, the hospitality. The hospitality that Jesus shows toward all people. The understanding, the sense of giving life to people. How shall we walk through this day and in these days and say, we are the ones in the name of Jesus Christ that will give life to people. We will enrich our communities. We will raise up our country in prayer and in gratitude and in praise of God. We will not be destructive. We will not destroy. We won't hate. We won't divide. We will unite people. How do we carry the power of Jesus Christ and the teaching of his discipleship into the present moment? That's what the Word of God says today. Don't pour new wine into old wineskins. Belong to the moment. Bring your prayer. Bring your witness. Bring the power of Jesus Christ in your life into the present moment. In a way, it's a challenge for us. And it's a question that we carry deep inside ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit move us now and empower us to somehow bless these days in our discipleship with Jesus Christ. Amen.